What's up, man? How's it going?
What's up, buddy?
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
It's June 7th.
It is the 7th.
Next show we do will be your birthday.
On my birthday.
We doing anything special?
Literally on my birthday. Fireworks.
In the room?
No, yeah, you gotta provide them.
All right, man, I'll do that. I'm gonna just light a paper towel on fire and go, and there it is, man. That's fireworks.
That's better.
That's how it's gonna go, dude.
That's better.
That's how it's gonna go. Did you, what?
Did Chris use my headphones?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Is
definitely.
She deaf or something?
Why? Are they super loud?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, they were much louder than where I had them.
Then maybe she's deaf. I'm not sure.
That's strange.
I would assume they'd be down.
One.
Yeah. Well,
they
because I'm
up.
Thinking, like, they may have been bumped, but because when I sat down yesterday, my headphones were a little louder than I liked.
Yeah.
But she had used them since then, so she would have turned hers down if they were loud. So,
right.
Yeah, that would be... Because mine sound like normal, so, yeah. She.
I'm more, you know, okay with the fact that I may not be as deaf as I think I am.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Because I'm really deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, my ear, all right? Like, I don't know if I should talk about this, because it makes me nervous. But, like, the last couple days, I've just been sitting, and I just hear... in my left ear, and I don't know what that's about.
You hear a verb?
Yeah, you know, like when you get water in your ear, and it sounds like a vacuum seal? It sounds like that in my ear.
Because I randomly get high-pitched ringing.
Well, I always have high-pitched
ringing. I don't have, like, a start-off ring.
No, I always have a ringing in my ears. I've had it since I went to a stupid Reliant K concert in, like, 2003. Stood too close to speakers. It's horrible. Horrible. Have a... There's a medical word for it, but I always have a ringing in my ears.
Tendonitis.
Tinnitus.
That one.
Tinnitus, that's it, yeah. So I have that at all times. I have a ringing in my ear. I'm just used to it at this point. I've had it for 15 years. Like, you've never known me when I haven't had a constant ringing in my ear, so for perspective. But now it sounds like in just a couple times, I think twice. Once yesterday. It actually might have been both. Both of them might have been yesterday, to be honest. But, yeah, it sounded like... Like a vacuum was being sealed in my ear, and then just a, you know, like when they put on Darth Vader's helmet. That's what it sounds like, but in my left ear.
That's not good.
And then slowly it just goes back to normal, so I'm not too worried. But...
Or you may be getting force powers. One of the two.
Dude, what do you think? Like, the possibilities are like bug in my ear, right? Going deaf. What other possibilities are there?
Weird. Connection.
Like, is it possible I have, like, liquid and it just, like,
world.
Rolled down my ear like I sweat or something? Or
nah.
Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that I've been exercising regularly and eating healthy?
Yep.
I kind of believe, like, as a LARF, but not as a LARF, that my body revolts when I'm not fat.
I mean, that would make sense.
Like,
probably more constantly knowing.
But I thought you're supposed to feel better when you're healthier. That's what people say, right?
No.
Like, you start living healthier.
Liars. Yeah, liars.
But I thought that's the whole reason that I'm getting skinny is so I'm not unhealthy anymore and I feel good.
Nope. Nope. I started doing legs for, like, the first time ever, like, this past, like, 6, 7, 8 months or so.
Okay.
And my knees have never hurt more than that.
Like, that can't be good, right?
Right.
And it doesn't feel like it goes away.
No.
Like, I did cardio, or not cardio, strength training for the first time. No, I really, okay, you could, okay, we'll get embarrassing. First of all, Minna says you live longer when you're healthier, but if you're in pain, is it worth it?
No.
Would you rather live 20 years in pain or 10 years fat eating Taco Bell? I think I would choose 10 years fat eating Taco Bell, right?
1,000%.
Okay. Yeah, but it just means you enjoy a sucky life longer. Okay,
right.
So he knows what's up. Hey,
yeah.
Menace, how you doing, by the way? Okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I downloaded the Nike Plus training app. You ever used it?
Maybe.
Okay, I know nothing about working out.
Okay.
Like, a lot of people, you know, you learn working out... Like in high school. Like, I don't know if we're not flipping tires. Stop looking.
Come
at me like
on,
that. We're not flipping tires.
We don't even have to flip tires. We can regular work out.
Okay, hold on. Let me finish.
Yes.
Let me finish, man. Like, when you went to a private
excited.
You went to a private school,
yeah.
Catholic school,
yeah.
But you paid a lot of money to go there. I assume you guys had sports teams and facilities
free.
And all of that stuff, right?
It was free, minus
did you
the
have
tiding.
Like a gym class?
Yeah.
Okay, so you like learned workouts.
Oh,
and
I
stuff.
Never went.
But there was a class.
Yes.
My school didn't teach you anything.
Right.
I have never in my life... The only things I know are, like, push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups. End of list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just through osmosis of, like, knowing you and other fit people, like, I know, like, what a plank is. Like, a wall sit. A high knee, because Bash used to do those all around and then yell, "I'm a Nazi," afterwards, which I didn't feel was appropriate for a 16-year-old to do, but I'm not his dad, so...
I'm a Nazi!
I mean, you remember that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that happened. So, like, I know those. I don't know anything else, and I don't know, like, what the appropriate time to do them is or any of those things. So I downloaded the Nike Plus training app, okay? And what it does is, like, it gives you strength exercises, basically, over, like, you could choose, like, a 15-minute or a 30-minute or whatever, and then you can choose, like, basic, intermediate, or expert. So I did a 20-minute beginner workout, okay? It involved I don't remember what some of the things were called, but basically it was like a push-up, but you are on, like, your elbows, so, like, your arms are flat, and your back is straight, and you just hold that for a while.
That's a plank.
Okay, that's what I did one of those. Okay, I held that for 30 seconds, did it fine.
Okay.
Okay, now the next day, I died.
Yeah.
The greatest pain I've ever had in my life, pretty much.
Those abs, man.
But, yeah, and it was all right in here, so I knew it worked, okay? And so I did that. And then I had to do push-ups. Easy. Can do push-ups. Okay, my form probably isn't great, you know, and I probably can't do them as fast as normal, but I did them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then I had to do sit-ups.
Yeah, no.
I can't do a sit-up. Somewhere between, like, me being 12 when I could do sit-ups, probably the last time I ever did one, and right now at almost 31...
Like,
I have lost the ability
to
do
this.
I can't do any of them. I cannot sit up without the use of my arms.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as, like, I have to push myself. I have to, like, swing my arms to get up.
Get some momentum.
And they want you to do, the app, I think, is encouraging. Like, it's like, just do as many as you can. And, like, they give you ideas, like, if you have to, like, hold your feet down using a table, do that. And I'm like, what if I can't lift my big fat back off the
floor,
man?
Okay, that's what I was about to say. Sit-ups should be done with someone or something holding your feet
down. Dude, the app, you can put it on the Apple TV. That's what I put out in the living room, and it's just on my TV, and I just watch it because I don't know what these things are. So I have to literally look to mirror it. And, like, there's just some Asian lady just going, like, she's some friggin' Hercules. Dude, it's not fair.
Yeah, you lose balance. Like, I mean, I have abs, but I have skinny man abs.
Okay.
Like, they're really not that strong.
Okay.
And so, like, me trying to do a sit-up, I definitely need something to weight my feet.
But you can still get up. You can still do the sit-up.
I could do two.
Like, I can't even do it. And then reverse, like, a minute says switch to crunch instead of sit-up. You don't have to get up all the way. I did something called, I don't remember what it was called, but basically, like, I bring my knees and my chest together while on the ground.
Yeah.
And all I ended up doing was just bringing my legs back to me. Which, what the app said, if you can't lift up, just bring your knees as close to you as you can. So I was doing the best I can, but God, I just did not expect
constant
it.
Constant tension on your abs works your abs, whether or not you're moving. And stuff,
right. It's just...
There's another one.
It's unbelievable.
Where you're in the crunch position, but you don't go... Well, crunches, for one, where you don't go all the way up. But then you can also, like, try and touch your knees side to side.
Right.
And that gets another one. That's one of my favorites.
But do you hurt the next day after this?
Like, yeah, I mean, if I don't do them for a long time and then I do a lot of them.
What about if you don't do them for like 25 years?
Yeah, that's definitely that's definitely understandable for you to hurt.
Like, I did it. I think I did it on I was complaining about it on Twitch, so people who watch would know. But, like, I did it last week sometime. I didn't do any of them this week. And like, I did it on, I think it was probably Tuesday or Wednesday of last week. And it hurt for 3 days.
Yeah.
For 3 days. And, like, it affected the, like, I ride my bike every day. And so I was like, I'm going to do 5 days of cardio, and I'm going to do 2 days of strength.
Mm-hmm.
And I only did those one, that strength, because, like, it hurt to ride my bike the next day because I had to bend. I'm just like, I'm never doing this again, man.
No, I mean, that's the benefit. That's what I always said about muscle, or weight.
I just don't
interval
know
training.
Why I'm doing that.
Because you're burning calories while you're not working out as well. Like, when you're in that pain, you're burning more calories than you would be if you
but
rode
if
a bike.
But if I just rode my bike and didn't, like, here's what I'm, I guess here's the point, okay? Like,
you'd burn the same amount. We've had this conversation.
I know, and that, I don't understand. Like, I can burn 500 calories on the bike and not be, and like, I hurt, I feel sore, because I try to push myself farther and farther each time, but like, so
oh,
like,
man, it just gets me rock hard!
Taylor, 4 months in a row of subs.
Bam.
Taylor, how you doing, girl? How was your hibachi? Did you enjoy it? It looked delicious. What's happening?
I just got a phone call?
Okay.
Immediately hung up.
It's gonna be spam. They'll call back. I get those all the time. Like, phone call, hang up, phone call, hang up, phone call. Cause then it looks like they've called me 3 times. It better be important. That's what it looks like on your phone.
Stupid.
Just ignore it, dude. Just like, block them right now. So good. I bet it was. I bet it was. Anyway, so if I'm gonna burn 500 calories on my bike every day, let's just say 500 for the sake of math, okay?
Sure.
Every day on my bike. And the next day I burn 200 doing strength training, but then I can only burn 300 the next day because I hurt so bad on my bike. What is, why can't I just not do strength and then get fit, like, not fit, fit's not the right word, lose weight through cardio and then do the strength stuff after I'm already cardioed the fat out of my body?
Regardless of your fat level, you're, like Mena said, you're using muscles differently, and so they're gonna be sore.
I don't care about my muscles.
They're gonna be sore.
But I don't care about muscles.
Your whole body's going to be sore.
Here's what I care
about. If you start weight training.
I want this right here to be gone. Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
Well, I'm just saying, regardless of if that is gone when you start it or if you start it now,
right,
it's still going to be sore.
But my point is that cardio's better for fat loss, correct? I think so.
No. I mean, there's been studies that say that you lose more because you work out. You'd have to get that motivation, like you're saying. That's one side of it that's probably not taken into the study.
Okay.
People who consistently work out and then are sore the next day, and then they work out again, and then they're sore, and then they work out again. They lose more than people who just bike or run every day, because you're getting the
but
burn
that,
of the other day plus the day of...
But is that study with people in their 20s who go to college
probably
and are trying to lose 20 pounds? Or is that big fat people in their 30s who have lived off Mountain Dew and Taco Bell the last decade of their life and are trying to drop 100?
Yeah, it's probably the first.
They need to do some studies with me. Yeah. Because one, it would fund my weight loss. Two, I'm a scientific anomaly and they could prove it. Be like, well, you've worked out really great, but now you're deaf in your left ear. Like, I would like that to be documented somehow, that I'm some type of alien creature. I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel...
Take it easy with the muscle building stuff. Like, you gotta do it consistently, because the more that you do it consistently, the less and
less
you're gonna be sore
every time. Right,
because
now I'll take 2 months off because I'm scared of the pain, and then it's gonna hurt just as bad the next time.
Right. You just gotta push through it. And eventually you get to a point where, yes, it hurts the day of, and a little bit the next
day. I'm okay.
Day,
see,
but
I,
it goes
I'm
away.
Okay with the next day pain. Yeah. Honestly, I kind of like the next day pain, because I'm like
you
I woke up the next day and I'm like, it worked. Because literally, like, I felt like the biggest lard ass on the planet, because I couldn't lift my own body up to my feet. Okay, like, that's horrifically embarrassing. You can't do that. Especially since I thought I could.
Yeah.
You can't. No. Okay? I couldn't do it. So, the pain was good.
Mm-hmm.
What wasn't good is that I lost all motivation, not the next day, but the day after, because I still hurt, and I'm like, I can't do it again.
Yeah.
I cannot live in this constant state of pain.
Right.
Like, I would be talking on Twitch, and I'd get angry, and I'd project from my diaphragm, which apparently is a thing that gets worked out when you do abs, and so it hurt to talk.
Yeah.
Talking's the only thing I do. I can't have that hurt 24/7. My life is already a black hole of pain in a metaphorical sense. I can't have it be a physical one too, man. I can't do it.
Do less than you did.
I don't know if I do this.
You don't.
All right, call it a day, Seth.
Don't work on abs.
Okay.
Don't do that. Do anything else.
Well, the thing is that I think abs are the only thing you can do without equipment.
No. Well, I mean, there are certain...
Because I don't have weights or anything like that. Like,
there's variations. You should try out the P90X thing.
Dude, where do I... I just go Pirate Bay and just get some videos?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I am an idiot. Like, I need someone to tell me that understands, one, that I'm fat.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I like the apps, because I feel like you don't use an app. You go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've seen people, or you've looked stuff up online, or you've had people that have already worked out tell you, here's the things you want to do to accomplish what you want to look like. The apps are for soccer moms who want to drop 50 pounds – you know, to
well,
make
they're
their...
also more creative, yeah.
Well, and I just feel like they're for the everyman.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, if I go to the gym, I don't know, man, because then I always see those posts on Reddit where that guy who sweats through his shirt and it says, I'm done now. And I just want to go and hit that dude right in his gut and be like, you did that one day, and you probably dumped Gatorade on your shirt. You're probably not even really working out. Also, congratulations on your job and your $40 a month payment, you piece of human garbage who I respect and admire and am jealous of. I want to say that right to his face. That's what I'm going to say to him.
No.
I'm all ramped up. I didn't do any stream today, so it's all coming out.
I wonder, because I bought them. They're like $10.99 or $9.99.
Are they like they're videos?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, they're, kind of videos, but it goes by exercise. It's a video of them doing it. Like, probably exactly what you're talking about, except it costs money.
Okay.
And then there's specific ones that I bought. I think it was mainly upper body, probably. But I wonder if I could just, like, screen record, like, one of the workouts
right.
and just send it to you.
Well, it's just like, I mean, you probably could. Like, I mean, or I could get them off Pirate Bay.
Or
it's
that.
Just like, I mean, my legs are honestly, like, they're flabby up here.
Yeah.
But, like, see, grip my leg right here. Grip it.
Yeah, I mean, you need bike.
I bike all the time. Like, my legs aren't a problem. Like, obviously, I can lose weight in my legs. That's obviously. And it's like, but this and this and this. Which will just, I can't work out your face. But, like, everything else, like, that's all strength, I feel like.
Mm.
I don't know. I guess I don't know enough about how bodies work. Because I honestly, like riding my bike now, like, I'm up to 10 miles a thing now. Like, I'm like, and I started 3 or 4 weeks ago. Like, I love riding my bike. It's great. I start my morning with it. And, like, but by the end of it, like, my legs are tired. My upper body is just like, you know,
right.
I do whatever. And I just feel like I'm not accomplishing anything. So, but that might be that. Sure, that's 100% mental because I am losing weight, you know. But it's just like I feel like I'm going to be the opposite of the cloud person. I'm going to have these big old thick legs and this just ridiculously scrawny upper body.
Nah.
I just don't know, man.
Some muscle in there.
I mean, there's some muscle, but mostly because my dad made me chop down 50 evergreen trees when I
was
15, and I had to move 60 houses.
Also flipping tires.
I'm not going to flip tires with you,
man.
I told you I'd flip tires if we could film it and make it into a bit for the show.
We'll film it.
All right? Then let's do it, man. Let's go flip tires.
We have to wait 2 weeks, but yeah.
Okay, I'm going to wear one of those shirts that says you can go home now, and I'm going to show up with it wet.
There you go.
All right, let's see. Bennett says... if you don't have weights, get a resistance band. All right, maybe I should be more. I don't have money.
I have resistance bands,
so
I
have
use if you want them.
How do you resistance band? What's that? You just do this.
Yeah.
What's that do? It stretches these. Your glass.
No, I mean it's basically the same as like a cable machine at the gym, except just lighter weight because it's just the resistance of the elastic, basically. But yeah, you could do like. The upper back movements with it. You could do it. I do it for warm-ups, for
right.
shoulders and things like that. But
I'll tell you one thing,
man. You put it around your foot and then do some curls with it. There's a lot of...
Okay. I mean, if you're not using it, I'll take it into advisement.
Like, I have like three.
But I would like to try something because I feel like I'm doing no strength at all. And I'm not.
Yeah.
And obviously, based off the one time I tried and the 15 minutes I worked out, I need to do it because I can't... And I'm sure that has nothing to do with how heavy I am. I mean, it probably has something to do with how heavy I am because my upper torso is probably 150 pounds. But, like...
Yeah. I mean, you also did... It sounds like a lot of different things. Like,
yes.
When I go to the gym, I focus a day on chest and then
well,
tries.
Like, okay, so let's say I did something really well. Like, because the sit-ups and push-ups... Or the sit-ups, sorry. The sit-ups I did and the crunches I did, but I didn't do them really well.
Yeah.
So I assume they didn't do a lot for me. All right? So let's, like... If I just do a plank... You know, and I do 2 minutes on, take a break for a minute, do 2 minutes again, and just do that for 10 minutes. Is that enough?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't know enough about how ab workouts work.
If you're sore the next day, you did enough.
Okay.
If you're not sore, you didn't do
just
enough.
Up
so
it.
There's an experimentation
okay.
level in there.
I mean, that's a good way to look at it.
I would definitely start off with something less than what you
right.
did if you're in pain for 3 days. Because
right.
the most I'm
oh,
ever
it was
in pain,
probably 4 days. Like,
I do
the
legs,
next day was impossible
second
to get
day
around.
Second day leg is right after leg day
right.
is not bad. Second day leg day after leg day.
No, for me, 2 days for out. Me, it was immediate.
Horrible.
Like, if I felt muscles in my body that I had not felt forever, you know. And my bike, like, with my bike, I never really get sore. I feel, I don't feel tired. But if you can, like, equate that to a muscle feeling. Like, yeah. When I stretch my leg like this, like, my leg, you know how, like, when you stretch in the morning, like, your leg's been asleep?
Yeah.
And, like, it feels tired,
yes,
almost like tight. Your leg is taking a breath. That's what my legs feel like all the time. And, like, I'm fine with having – I just like the bike, but I know I need to do more. Because I feel like – I just mentally feel like my upper body is going to stay exactly the same.
Do you bike every day or do you take days off?
Well, the idea was to bike 5 days a week and then do strength on 2 days that I don't. That was the idea.
I would do, like, you could bump it. I would do 4 days bike, and then the last day of the week before a 2 day break, because you need rest days to recoup.
I don't want rest days.
You need
rest
days.
If I take rest days, I go and I be fat, and I don't get back on my bike.
That's
dude.
Fine.
No, it's not. No, I mean permanently.
Don't
like
no.
If I take a rest day, I go.
Well, then
that's
do
a rest week
shorter
now.
One. But you're going to run into this issue of you're going to be demotivated if you do too much at once.
Dude,
time.
You can't – I can't be more demotivated than I already am.
Yeah, you bike every day. You can be worse.
I don't know if
you
I
could
can.
Be Jabba the Hutt and not move off the chair.
I pretty much am that. No, because what it is right now –
Jabba Hutt doesn't bike,
is that Chris – had this gallbladder problem, and she can only eat saltines and beans for a month, and she's at her high school weight, which she's been trying to get to for 3 years. So she literally looks like she did when she was 18, only now she's tan, and I can see her naked. Those are two big problems for me. When I look in the mirror, and it looks like an egg in a robin's nest, dude, it's horrific! That's my motivation, and that doesn't go away regardless of how tired I am. In fact, it makes me go, wow, I'm such a wuss. I need to get on the bike. I don't care if I'm tired. I thought about going twice a day before
because
I feel so terrible.
Then do that. You got to, like, find that inner, like, rage, man. That,
find that, like, my inner rage?
Child, like, you have the blow-off, I can yell rage, but you don't have the, like, I'm going to cut myself kind of rage.
No.
Take that cutting yourself kind of like deep down, like hurt, like
I don't know
Timmy
if I can do
pushed
that.
Me when I was 4 and I'm never forgiving him kind of rage. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
I don't have it. That's just a made up
thing. I know what
you
you're talking about.
Bring up the depths.
I know what
like,
you're talking
I'm
about.
I'm going to beat these weights to death.
But like, I don't have that in my body.
I know. I've lost it recently.
Like, I don't have any periods of elation or depression. I'm just...
constant.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, I mean, that's a factor of depression. That's just how that works. Like, it's always kind of muted, everything. You don't experience highs or lows. It's just always middle of the road.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've lived with that for 20 years... to the extent now where I don't even know if I would know what that is if it happened.
I can punch you.
But see, that's the thing. Like, you'd punch me, I'd be like, that hurts. But that's a physical pain, not a mental one.
It causes mental pain when you want to punch back and you can't.
Why couldn't I?
Because that's against the rules.
Also,
this is to make you want to work out.
Literally in high school, I had a box of Krispy Kreme donuts. The only time I ever got in a fight was in high school. I had a box of Krispy Kreme donuts. And some guy walked up to me, some dude who was like the same grade as me. He's like, I was like a senior, he was a senior. And he goes, give me a donut. And I go, no, these are my donuts. And then he punched me in my forehead. And I just stood there and looked at him, holding my donuts. Like, the only thing I cared about was that I got to keep my donuts.
But if he punched you again, though?
I would have probably, like just imagine, it's like getting punched in the face and just be like, all right, that happened. Because that's how I reacted to it.
I'd be like,
it's like,
do that.
It's like I live out of my own body.
Do that.
It's like I experience things from a third person. Like, you see someone get punched in a movie, you're like, whoa, you know, but you don't feel anything. It's like, that's what happened when I got punched. I'm just sitting there getting hit in the head. Just like, okay.
Nah.
And that was me at 18, man. Talk about me 10 years later. What if he knocked the donut out of your hands? That
motherfucker! You gotta find the disrespect, man. You gotta get disrespected to where you get mad, and then the mad comes out, and then you kill him.
I hesitate bringing this up. You know what incident? The last time I remember me getting really actually mad.
When? What was that?
When I say it, you'll know immediately.
Okay.
Hot. Like, honestly, if I was going to reach into my body.
There you go.
And pull out an unbridled, furious rage, it would be that time Matthew wouldn't say he was hot. Oh, I hate that man. Let's call him and yell at him.
Shit on him?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's garbage. Well,
now we need to get a punching bag, print out a picture of his face.
We literally need like a heat lamp and him and his military fatigue sitting in a metal chair, and I'll just stir and just fall.
There you go.
Only the problem is I don't want to hit him. I want to light him on fire.
Got to channel it, man. Got to channel that.
Oh, my God, dude.
Thinking lifting weights is going to set him on fire.
I did not want to talk about me being fat for 30 minutes, but yeah. We did. So Taylor says, I'm going to need minutes to tell me exactly how to work out. I have no idea what to do when you go to a gym. Last time I went to a gym, I literally got on the treadmill for an hour, and that was it. The other equipment, I have no idea how to use. Yeah, minutes is totally right. They all have pictures. You just look at the pictures. That's what I did. Because I used to go to the gym by myself. Yeah. I would have no idea what to do. I would just look at the pictures. They're all on there.
Also, don't feel dumb if you do something wrong.
Like, right. No one looks at you.
There's way too much gym intimidation.
Well, that's also something I noticed, is that everybody else is so concerned with how they look.
Oh, yeah.
That no one looks at anyone else. It's kind of like the irony of the whole situation. Like, you don't want to look dumb, so you hyper-focus on not looking dumb, which means you don't focus on anyone else. And that's what everyone is doing, by the way. They all focus on themselves. It's no one, because no one cares.
Yeah.
We're all self-absorbed. We all want to be the best, so we only look at ourselves. That's how it works. Unless you go in the locker room, and then I'm looking at every man's job.
Yeah, just don't do weird things.
Gonna move right past that one, huh?
Oh, no, I get you there.
No, you'll be fine. I mean, it's easy. Trust me, I did it. No one's looking at you. Believe me. Taylor, I've known you for 10 years. You can go do it. No one will care. Yeah.
Also, and by weird, I mean really weird. Like, just like
He goes to the gym with tone.
Yeah, I mean, you should see the faces that man makes.
I've seen him not at
it's
the gym.
It's terrible.
You should hear the songs he makes.
Also, there's this one guy. I don't know his name. I don't know who he is. Sorry if he watches. Probably doesn't. He's an old man. Not even old. 40, 50, something like that. And he just goes up to a machine, right? So it's a row machine, so you're just pulling the rope, doing this, pulling the rope, doing this. And he's like... Makes the loudest...
Like he's on a motorcycle while he's rowing?
He like holds his breath until the end of the rep, and then he's just like... out.
He had to have read that on the internet or something somewhere, right?
It's just so blatantly obvious he is.
Yeah. Okay, so Taylor, as long as you're not going to the gym and making motorboat noises.
Loud noises. There's no necessary. Also, the big dudes are like, yeah, yeah.
Okay, but they want to be looked at. That's why they do that.
Yeah. Don't be that. That's why they do that. Don't be the other one. You'll be fine.
Yeah, no one cares. You know?
Also,
it's like that scene in Jurassic Park. Hey, this person's fat and they're working out. See, nobody cares. That's what it's like. That's what it's like, you know? I used to think that. Like, I would be riding my bike, and I'd pass, like, you know, this dude who thinks he's in the Tour de France as I go by him. You know, he's got a $600 Trek, and he's got this helmet that's got, like, I feel like it was tested in a space shuttle, like,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Wind tunnel, and I'm just riding there literally in this. Just like I have shoes. Other than that, literally this is a workout outfit. And I just go past him, and I used to be like, wow, that guy probably judges me. And then I realized that, no, that guy is literally, like, he's probably listening to, Simon and Garfunkel and being like, God, my helmet has gray wind resistance. And that's all he cares about.
I can efficiency. Feel
it. I'm so glad I got the expensive butt pads for my onesie. Like, that's what they care about. They don't care at all about me.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like, I went through all of that. No one cares. Like, I was like, they don't. Because they're all too worried about themselves, just like everybody else. Just like you're worried about how you look, that's what everyone else is worried about. So just don't do that, yeah.
And most people aren't assholes and don't want to judge other people.
That's also true. You might be a little...
You're going to run into one, but they're not going to do anything.
I promise. There's another thing.
They're easy to point out.
Colby and I both learned this just through living life. There's not a lot of Seth and Colbys out there. There's not a lot of people who project their inner pain onto others and then mock them for their own benefit. Most people are like, wow, look at that guy. He's trying hard. And I'm like, look at that guy trying hard. What an idiot. Made a song again. You know, that type of thing. Like, I do that. Most people are like, good for him. You know, there's not a lot of me and Colby out in the world. So just remember that.
Oh, shit. Subtweet. That's funny.
I want to talk about it, but it means nothing to our audience, and it's just hurtful.
Can I say one thing, though?
Say whatever you
want.
It's
like, it's not terrible.
Except
for the parts where he goes, like, in a whip time. Like, he goes so high in some parts that it's unnecessary.
It's not bad because it's not him.
Right. Yep. It's not him.
It's him.
But it's so augmented by autotune.
Like, when it popped up and I was listening to it while I was taking my morning pre-bike poo, and I noticed that it was up, I was like, is this something he produced or is this him? It took me a long time to figure it out.
Yeah. No, that's him.
So.
I could tell, like, after a little bit of listening to it. I'm like, yep, that's
his. Well, when he gets to the part where he stops singing, it's less T-Pain. Yeah. But there's another one coming out soon.
So crazy. And, man, you know what? That's on iTunes now.
Yes,
it is. So you can buy that for 99 cents.
I thought about just, like, putting it on a playlist and just playing it with Apple Music and just seeing if he got any money from it.
No, yeah.
Yeah, that way I feel like if I give him money, I could talk about it.
That makes sense.
Right?
No.
Like, I think that used to play.
You could talk about it without giving him money.
Well, yeah, but I feel like even back in the day when we ridiculed friends and stuff, like I would at least try to support them so I could be like, I bought it, I can comment on it, you know, instead of just pooping all over a product.
I know me and Bash pooped over a certain product a lot for free, several times, also to his face over the phone, but. Yeah, we didn't. I don't think we had that same, you know, like, concept.
Yeah, Colby. See, the thing we're talking about is like, I don't even really want to explain it because it's going to matter so little.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Like, this matters so much to me and to you, but it matters nothing to our audience.
Right.
It's like the Matthew thing. Like, but for this, we can't just put exclamation point Matthew in the chat. You click on the picture, you'd be like, oh, it makes sense. Like, you can't do that for this topic. So it's just, we would just sound mean and angry and jealous.
Nope. Yep.
But we're
not even gonna.
But we're not.
We have criticisms.
Well, about everything.
But about
really.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this specific one doesn't need to be talked about.
No, I don't think it does. But I just want to. Like, 2010 Seth would spend a 2-hour show on this.
Yeah.
I could write so many jokes, so many bits. I could give Matthew a term paper assignment to critique and analyze the lyrics. That would be amazing. That would be some amazing radio to me and to me alone. And that's self-serving, and I'm trying to move past that. You know, it's hard, man.
We can talk about it not on the air.
Right. Then we could just circle jerk each other. That's the way to do it, you know. We can get our girlfriends involved, and then, you know, because they'll be like, yeah, he sucks, you know. It'd be great. Even if they don't think that, they'll just say it so we possibly stop talking about
it. It's like, anything else?
Yeah. What else has been going on? Be self-serving. Don't encourage me, Taylor. Don't encourage me. All right? It's bad. It's entertaining. I just, literally 30 minutes of the show has been about my big fat belly. I don't think I need to comment on anything else, all right?
I mean, I got nothing.
Especially since there's no reason for me to be mean, so. There's no reason. It's just this format. I'm trying to figure out this format, man.
Yeah.
I'm freaking revolutionary here.
Yep.
No, like the other night, I still have trouble sleeping because if I don't take sleeping pills, I was supposed to take them at 6:55 every night. I don't do it on Thursdays because I stay up later. But at 6:55 every night, I have an alarm on my phone that goes off. I take 150 milligrams of the diphenhydramine or whatever it's called, so I can go to bed at like 11 o'clock, wake up by 7, and ride my bike and do everything, okay?
Yeah.
So like the other night, I think it might have been last Thursday, I was up. No. What day did you and Britt come over? Was that last Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that night, for some reason, I think it's because I got a Rooster Booster Icy on the way home as like a treat for like a really good week of me working out. And because I hadn't had one in like 2-3 months,
yeah.
Like it hit me hard. I didn't get to sleep till 5 a.m. Yeah, it was last Sunday, because last Sunday I was like, I had saved up all of my gasoline for that 2-hour show, and then I was out of gas.
Yeah, you seem pretty dead.
So, like, it was definitely last Saturday. So I stayed up. Rooster Booster is the Quick Trip, which is a convenience store. It's a local convenience. It's the Monster, but it's out of a fountain. It's how would you describe it? It's like Monster Energy Drink, but it's the off-brand. It's the brand of the Quick Trip convenience store.
It's like a strawberry flavor.
Right. It's kind of like the flavor of Code Red Mountain Dew, but the potency of an energy drink.
Yeah.
It's their energy drink. And they have it in an icy format, and I love icies because I can't eat ice cream and stuff because I'm lactose intolerant. So, like, that's my ice cream treat.
Mm-hmm.
But it kept me up. So I stayed up till – I was up till 5 a.m. Like, I remember just going – in bed and looking at the clock, and it said 4:57, and I was just like, should I just not sleep? Like, it might be better just to get out of bed at this point. I finally got to sleep, and I woke up about 9 or 10, so I did get like 5 hours of sleep. But regardless, I was up till 5. One of the things I did while I was awake is I watched the Howard Stern interview with David Letterman, and I don't know, like, David Letterman does a Netflix show now where he just does a long form, hour long interview. And he did. He's interviewed George Clooney, Barack Obama, Tina Fey. That I don't know how to say her name. It's the Arab girl Malali or whatever. You've probably seen her around. She's like writes books and all that type of stuff.
Like the feminist.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Interviewed her and then Howard Stern. And those are the only people he's interviewed like this season. I don't know how you could do 5 hours of content and it be a season and make millions of dollars. God bless you, David Letterman. But that's what he did. So I watched the Howard Stern one, and he walked through his whole career and like. One of the biggest complaints about Howard on Sirius, besides the fact that he only does 3 shows a week, and he makes $500 million over 5 years, is that he's lost his edge. He's not as acerbic, and he's not as like he doesn't make a lot of fart jokes anymore, you know, and he's not in your face offensive, just to be offensive. And Dave asked him about that. He's like, are you mad about that?
Mm-hmm.
That these people don't stick with you, or that they say that you're getting old, and he's like, no, like my brand of radio has always been I'm me, and so as I age, this is what I'm still me, and he's like, back in the day, I used to attack because it did several things. It made people listen. It made the FCC come and find me, and it got me headlines. And he's like, and then I went to Sirius. And none of those things were there. Like, he's like, management literally came to me and said, you can do whatever you want. He said, like, if you want people to play the piano with their penis, do it. We don't care. And he's like, at first I thought that was great. And then I realized that was awful because my entire show is based around skirting the line of what I can and can't do. And now I can do anything. So he had to rediscover his identity. And I think that that's like, it's really cool, and that's why he's a trailblazer, because he did that on terrestrial, and then he set up and figured out how to do a radio show on satellite. Like, he still does a good show.
Yeah.
It's not the same show he used to do, but it's still a good show. And I thought about that in, like, regards to Twitch, and, like, this is making me sound super arrogant, but, like, this is how I think, and I promise I'm not this full of myself, but, like, This is the next entertainment platform.
Right.
Period. And, like, to get discovered doing a show like we do on a platform like this is probably one of the greatest things we could ever do. And here's the reason why. Howard Stern, regardless of how he trailblazed or invented new mediums or new ways to talk and it skirted the lines, he's still in your car, whether you want it or not. And the people who follow him to Sirius, or even the people who just subscribed to Sirius for Canada radio, whatever, Howard's right there all the time. You can click on it. There's Howard. His show's 24/7. Yeah. There's five Howard channels. All of his interviews on demand, all of his segments on demand, and then just live loops of his show throughout the day. He's there. He exists. You can't escape him. It's just like the local news doesn't have to be good because it's on your TV, and you can't do anything about it. There's right. no other choice. Something here, hey, it's Danube. How are you doing, man?
It's Danube.
How you doing? The thing about here is that there's a million choices.
Yeah.
We can't force anybody to watch us. And then there's also this hybrid that we do of talk radio, which is my forte, with video. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure you've heard me say a million times, I've said this for 15 years, radio, all it is theater of the mind. That's all it is.
Yeah, you imagine everything.
Right.
That's why I love the first episode of Seth Meyers.
That's how radio works, and that's honestly how I would assume back in the day that's what I was the best at. That's what I enjoyed the most. I'm scared to ask it's Danube what, but what? You could see everything.
Yeah.
There's no hiding anything we do. There's no fake bits. Everything you see. My emotions, my actions, you see as well as hear now. Mm-hmm. And so that makes, honestly, the platform hurdles that we have to get over of discoverability and then the stickiness of it where people have to remember to come back and listen because we're not on all the time.
Right.
There's a million other things we compete with across many different genres. So we got that problem. And then there's also the, he says I'm a legendary noob, and I'm hey, cool.
Cool, man.
Is that supposed to mean something to us, man?
Legend.
I mean, that's awesome that he's a legendary noob, but I don't...
Wait for it.
Like, does that username that he looked like Chad before or something?
Damn.
I'm sorry if I don't remember you or I don't understand. I'm an idiot. And then there's also the... We have to come up with content that's never existed. Like, I firmly believe there are no other shows like us on Twitch. I honestly believe that. That's either a good or a bad thing. That may be why our views are so low. Or it also might be... Because we have so much competition, no one's going to find us, you know. But I feel like that's kind of always been our brand, is the people who like us really like us because they get us.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's like a quarter of 1% of the population that gets us, and that's the max amount of people we'll ever get. That's just something I'll never have answered. But regardless, like, we also have to do a different show now than we did before.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just, like, I had that big come to Jesus 10, 15 shows ago, we're like, I'm like, we need to be more personal on the show. We need to have more topics. We need to talk about us and less about, here's what Mark Zuckerberg said in front of Congress today. Like, we need to do less of that and more of, here's us for you raw, and this is us. And, like, I think I used to be better at that when I didn't have to show anything. Because now I can't pretend anything. And I think that's very interesting, because even like Howard Stern has all these things, he doesn't have the worries of getting discovered. He's in your car, like when he's first starting. But he has all these things he can invent that aren't really there. He has that advantage. None of it was being seen. It's only being heard.
Right. No, I get you there.
And here, we have to do two types of entertainment. The you can see me, and you can hear me. And then we have to worry about the discoverability of it all.
I think the seeing me part of our show can use some improvement.
Agreed, 100%. Like, wouldn't it be great if we had a new brand, an updated brand?
No, that wouldn't do anything about it. That wouldn't improve the content at all. That would just put a new paint coat.
Wait, so what do you say? What do you mean the visual?
I mean, we could do more visual, entertaining things rather than... Just
well, you like want to bring in a horse and ride it around?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be great. Actually, I want that with that new camera. All right, legend makes me king of noobs. Do you know that pros can't catch me? Only noobs can catch me. Do you know what Fortnite is? Yes.
Yep.
What's happening?
I don't know why he's being caught by people.
Your lipstick on a hog is still a hog. It's a good point. Also, that's offensive to me and my hog brethren. Hogs can be beautiful.
Or what I mean is like your flipping tires bit.
Yeah, I would love to do more stuff like that. Absolutely.
That would help out with the visual aspect of the show. But then again,
to me, that's all on you.
Yeah.
That's all on you. Because you have to have more time.
Yep.
Because I can write 100 bits. Mm-hmm. Like, that would honestly solve the problem of the theater of the mind part.
Right.
Where we could just have pre-recorded videos and do that. Honestly, that's what Conan's doing right now. Like, he's dropping to 30 minutes. He's going from an hour to 30 minutes. And he's doing less celebrity interviews and more scripted Conan content.
Hmm.
Which has always been the best part of Conan's show, has been his scripted content. Or his ad libs, or his on the street stuff. Like, that's he's. I mean, his interviews are fine, but like for the most part, the best part of Conan is when Conan's being Conan, and so that's what he's going to do. He's going to do drop to 30 minutes so he can just focus more on that. And I think that that's brilliant. Like, he probably should have done that 5 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
Because who watches late night?
Leftist.
That's me, man. Remember, I'm a liberal cuck.
Nah, you're more centrist.
Okay, thanks, man.
Than lefty left.
Yeah, dude, masturbating bear. Menace knows what's up. Menace knows what's up. I'm pro at Fortnite, even though my name is Sniper Noob. Congratulations, man. How many solo victories do you have?
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's what I mean by, like, this is a new medium, I think, for everyone. And, like, I honestly live with that pressure as I do this show in the back of my mind. Because, like, I feel like I've always thought our show was great. Like, that's why we did it for 10 years for no audience.
Right.
Because it's fun to do it with you. Now it's the only time I get to see you. And also, it's good.
Oh, last fucking Saturday, you goddamn generalizing shit.
That's because you have a girlfriend now who likes my girlfriend, and so it works. If they didn't talk, you would be with Tone every night.
Liar.
Or you'd be at home drinking Miller Lite
that
by yourself.
Would be
There's the only two options. Yeah. Okay, sorry. We did a show for Taylor and Jessica for 10 years.
Two people.
Yeah, two people. 199 solo victories. That's awesome, dude. That's cool. Good job, man. Make yourself a plaque. All right, it's great. I have every exotic weapon in Destiny 2. We're just bragging about things.
Bragging, humble brag.
It's not really that humble. I'm proud of it. Yes, I want you 24/7, Colby. Yeah. I've told Colby to quit his job and let's just
every day.
Yeah. I mean, I've been saying I think probably for 10 years that hey, let's just do this show for 4 hours every morning and let's make it real.
Yeah.
But Colby has this thing called rent that he has to pay. I guess
that.
I don't know. He's like,
there's a way to pay for that, you know, without it.
The point is that if we were women, we wouldn't have these problems.
Flavor. Of e-cig, I'm assuming you mean? It's original, because I'm basic.
Original's not a flavor.
It is.
That's what I love. I love, like, original.
It
like,
is original.
Like, I know it is a flavor.
It's supposed to be tobacco.
But the marketing people just say it's original. You know, it's Vue's flavor. Yeah. It's like, that's not a flavor, bro. It's like when Trident has original flavor.
It is,
like,
though.
If you've never had Trident before, how do you know what original is?
Yeah.
It tastes like Trident. It's like licking Ariel Dad's axe. You know, and
I'm basic.
I mean, it's fine.
Like, they got melon and, like, mango and shit flavors of this. It tastes like asshole.
Mango?
I like the death stick of cancer.
Do you know my brother Luke? My brother Luke makes his own flavors. Like, I went into his room, and he has, like, a Rubbermaid container probably twice the size of a shoebox.
Yeah.
And it's just filled with liquids. And he just mixes his own flavors together.
Hmm.
Like some type of friggin'... He's like Breaking Bad of vapes, man.
No, I mean, it's not that hard, I don't think. Like, there's like a vape shop up here on...
Dude, I was just happy when I figured out if I put pickles on my chicken sandwich, it tastes better, man. That's like where I'm at.
Dude. Let me tell you about this fucking sandwich I had from Quick Trip.
Okay, man.
You know how they're making like
Quick
fresh
Trip,
subs now?
Yeah.
The big
Their
Italian.
Subs are great, by the way.
Oh,
Their
my
subs
God, it's
are
so good.
Great. Their bread is so good, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And they're only like $5. Dude.
Yeah.
Quick
they
Trip.
Are
amazing,
super
dude.
Super awesome.
It's amazing. I mean, I'm sure Menace
I've
can just walk down to a bodega or something.
And
it's like your new place, dude.
Yeah, man.
Pickles, boo! Come on, man. Pickles are great. Pickles are great. What other games do we play? I play tons of games, mostly Overwatch. But I play every new game as it comes out over on my Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/zsweets.
Suck dick. It's twitch.tv/suckdick.
Go there, yeah, and hit the follow button and mash that subscribe. And slam the thumbs up.
Like, comment, subscribe.
But you gotta mash them, right?
Follow, yeah, you gotta smash it.
Smash it, that's what it is. Smash,
smash
it.
That
pickles
shit.
Are great, alright? And I'm offended. Well, about 10 minutes, Colby's gonna play Super Mario Maker, so that's gonna be fun. Colby's real excited.
Yep.
Earlier, he said that he hated Mario because he was an embarrassment to Italians.
So, very true.
That's good. Have we ever had an embarrassing moment? Only that time that I was checking my mail and Colby rolled by on his bike naked and he accidentally fell into my butt.
What?
I don't know.
Like,
no.
My penis fell into your butt? Or my entire...
That right there was my embarrassing moment.
Body.
I fell over into my... Mm-hmm. No, your whole body is just... And he came out my mouth like a Xenomorph fan. It was amazing. We're idiots. But no, we don't get embarrassed very easily, so... I would say no. Me falling over my chair is probably the most embarrassing thing. That happens, honestly, every show.
Yeah.
About 3 times a day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What were we talking about? Will we even talk about anything?
I was saying subs are awesome. Man.
Have I even introduced us today?
No.
I'm Seth. He's Colby. Hi. Okay, there. We did it.
Haven't done any of the things like follow, subscribe.
No, we don't ever do that. Twitter. Here, guys, do these things if you aren't doing them. Okay. Here's what I've written down for prep.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even matter. We should have been doctors. Okay?
Yes.
All right. I think I've experienced, it's not white privilege, but like I have experienced what other people would call white privilege. Obviously, it's not white privilege. But I feel like I know what it's like now to experience someone who has a privilege they don't understand what they have.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think I've experienced that. And also, I was going to ask what your plans are for when Brittany goes on vacation. So, but we could talk about all those things Sunday, too. So.
Crawling a rock.
I mean, really, the doctor one, we could fill up the last 10 minutes with that.
No, I want to know whatever your privilege moment.
No, I'm not sure I want to talk about that because I'm a little worried I'm going to offend people. Like, there's that danger.
No.
Well, there's that danger I'm a white male.
We're gonna cause a Twitter a breakdown.
Okay, here's how I'm going to approach it, dude. Here's how I'm going to approach it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's privilege. I was going to approach it from the place of, is this what it's like? But you would have no way to answer yes or
but
no.
I just want
to
know so I could judge for my white-ass self.
Okay, here's what it is. It has nothing to do with race, okay? Nothing to do with race.
Well, then why don't you think I would be okay if I wouldn't know?
Okay. Back in high school, it's Danube dressed up as a chicken and act like one at the end of the day. That doesn't sound embarrassing. That sounds legendary. I'm impressed by that.
I am pretty impressed.
The sandwich place is the convenience store Quick Trip that's gotten a lot of run tonight on the show.
Yep.
A lot of Quick Trip run tonight.
Yep.
So, anyway, what are we talking about?
Quick Trip, it's real great.
Okay, so here's the deal. Destiny this week, I don't know if you know anything or heard any of my rage, but
no.
they announced their expansion for September.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The expansion itself is $40, okay, and then they're selling an annual pass, which is another $40 on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, for the next year of content, it's $80. It's like $79.99.
So a new game.
It's more than a new game. It's Danube says, who is Seth and who is Colby? I am Seth and he is Colby. Yep. Hi there.
Hey.
That's right. You are Korean. You will know a lot about privilege.
Oh.
That's why you're so good at math.
Me yeah. Very
so,
Asian.
Here's what's happening.
Yes.
I ranted and raved about
raved it.
We watched the thing live on
raved
my Twitch.
It, man. Yeah.
And I like literally my hype level started at 0 because Destiny 2 kind of sucks right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went all the way up to like peak hype when they announced all these new features and all this new stuff that's coming back. Like they're revamping the gun system. They're not just reverting it to what Destiny 1 was. They're actually going a little step further. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then everything else they're introducing is Destiny 1 stuff. They're bringing back random rolls from Destiny 1. They're bringing back collections. It wasn't Destiny 1. Blah, blah, blah. A whole bunch of stuff that was missing from Destiny 2 they're bringing back. There's only a couple new things. The gun system and this new PvPvE thing called Gambit, where you fight hordes of people and collect points, and then you gotta, like, fight each other to see who has the most. I don't really understand how it works, but regardless, that's what it is. Okay. And then once a season, so there's one in the winter of this year, and then the spring and then the summer, and there's going to be new content drops.
Okay.
Okay. And that's the annual pass. So you could just buy the DLC for $40 and then just have that, and that could be your game. But you can also buy the annual pass and get more content, which obviously that's what you want to do. If you're really into Destiny, you're going to want the new weapons and the new destinations and all that stuff they're going to add in the annual pass.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't buy it, you're not going to get any of that stuff. Okay? Yeah. Are you with me? It's very confusing, so it's okay if you're not with me.
So what is the whole $40 thing then?
Well, this is my point, okay? Well, the expansion is there's a new campaign, and there's all new weapons, and there's all new stuff to collect, and all
and
that.
And that's in the $40?
That's in the $40, and then there's going to be smaller DLCs. There's going to be three small DLCs.
So this is like a major one.
It's a season pass. Mm-hmm. They're just calling it an annual pass.
Right.
But it's a season pass that has three DLCs. That's all it is.
Okay.
And here's the thing. Destiny, Bungie boned us with D2.
Mm-hmm.
I spent $200 because I bought a copy for me and for my son, pre-ordered the base game and the season pass, which had the two DLCs. So I spent $200 to get a game that is less fun than Destiny 1.
Right.
Even though they sold it like it was going to be just as fun. And so I went in looking at Destiny 2, Forsaken, the new DLC.
Yes.
Totally woke to, like, listening for how they phrase things. Like, if they said but didn't show, that's a red flag to me. Because they did that all the time. And then they announced the price. And that price floored me. One, because you can't rent Destiny. Like, these games that I play on stream, you know, because we save my stream full time. We don't have two jobs, you know. I'm broke. Okay. I rent these games. Like Far Cry 5, $8, rented it. You know, whatever game, God of War, rented it. Yeah. You know, I go and I rent these games because I can't get $60 every 2 weeks. It's not possible. So if I wanted to buy this, I'd spend $80. I don't have it. I couldn't do it. Okay, I might be able to save up by then, but honestly, my PlayStation Plus is up in September, which is $100 a year, so I probably won't be able to get it. So that's the perspective I'm going on. That's outside of the fact that I'm mad that Bungie wants me to pay $100 to get the game that I was promised the first time I paid $100.
Right.
That's a secondary issue. The issue here is that everybody, like all these streamers and all these people that are like, you're complaining about the price, man. If you can't save up $80 for 1,000 hours of entertainment, man, then you've got other problems in your life. And I'm just like, That is not the real world, man. Like, $80 is a lot of money. Like, people are like, well, you go spend $50, you know? Like, you bet you went and saw Infinity War. You and a friend went and saw Infinity War and you got a snack. That probably cost $60 right there. And I'm like, no! I went on MoviePass! I got it for free! That's because I can't afford to go see more than one movie a month!
Yeah.
Like these people here, that is what I feel like. People who look at white privilege, who don't have white privilege,
mm-hmm.
they go, you can't even begin to comprehend what it's like to be me because you've never lived in that type of world.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about this, like, it's like video game poverty.
Money.
Right. Well, because I hesitate to say that, like, I'm poor because I feel like I'm begging for money. I'm not begging for money. Like, my content should inspire
We're
people.
Begging
to,
for
Colby
money.
Might be begging for money.
I would love any money, whether charity, donations, whatever you would like. I will take that.
Okay. I'm not saying this to ask for money. My point is literally I'm not. My point is literally, these people assume I can just save $80 for a video game in 3 months.
No.
Which is not the case for every person on
Definitely
the planet.
Not.
$80 is a lot to ask for.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when the first $80 they asked for was so disappointing. And so, like, anytime, like, I comment on the price, that's my big sticking point.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't feel the same value to me. Also, infinite, like, I don't feel like time is an accurate measure stick of money spent. Like, I would spend, if I spent $1 to spend an hour with Matthew, that's not a better dollar spent than getting a Big Mac. You know what I mean? Like, you can, it takes 5 minutes to eat. Mm-hmm. Like, Infinity War is one of the best movies I've seen this year.
Yeah.
So $10 to watch 2 hours of amazingness that I can't get anywhere else, that could equate to $50 over 1,000 hours, or it could also equate to 10 minutes of The Witcher 3. It's all perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on what you like. It doesn't have anything to do with time. There's some ratio there of time spent versus the meaningfulness of what you spent.
Right.
Like, you could spend $200 for a night out with your girlfriend, and that can be more meaningful than you spending $100 on Destiny 2 and getting 1,000 hours of gameplay out of it. That's not a fair way.
It depends on the quality of gameplay.
Right. There's not, that's not a fair way to do it.
Money, yeah.
So if you look at it that way also, the quality of deliverable that Bungie has given us also, to me, doesn't equate $80.
Right.
And I don't like to feel shame because, one, I'm too poor to afford it, and two, I don't feel like it's a value that the money is worth, even if I could afford it. I feel like they're projecting their privilege onto me, man, because $80 to them isn't the same thing as it is to me.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's definitely a lower significance of privilege compared to white.
I use white privilege because I like you.
It's an example.
It's the only thing I figure out how to compare it to something else. It's privilege. It doesn't matter.
It's money privilge.
It's money privilege, but a very basic money.
Which
privilege.
I mean is one point of why people say there is a thing as white privilege, but it's not the only thing. I watched this fucking video today. There's this black dude.
Okay.
Standing against the wall.
Okay.
On his phone.
Okay.
Surrounded by five police officers.
Okay.
They tell him to sit down.
Okay.
He doesn't sit down, dude.
He's standing while black dude beat him.
Yeah. No, they did.
America.
They punched that dude out cold.
Yeah.
While he was out cold, continued to punch him, all being on camera. And I'm like, okay, there may be a thing as white privilege, because...
Yeah, man.
No five cops are going to do that to a white guy, unless he's literally trying to stab one of them.
Well, this dude then, probably
didn't
try to arrest him.
Move!
Yeah.
He didn't move! Yeah. That was the whole problem. He didn't move, yet they just went straight for the violence.
Was this the same video as the homeless guy that also came out today?
It might have
been. Where he was getting punched repeatedly while yelling, "I'm not resisting, I'm not resisting," while they continued to punch him? That was another video that came out.
Mine didn't have audio. Okay. Mine, I just
might be the same thing. I don't know. I don't click those anymore. I mean, I'm a big proponent of if there's smoke, there's fire. Now, I'm sure there's also a lot of false alarms, but there's a reason that this is America.
Mm.
It's kind of true.
Yeah.
But, like I said, I don't want to get...
And I mean today.
Yeah, man.
2018.
Yeah, man.
After we just went through 3 years of police brutality,
yeah, man. You think
Black Lives Matter, all that crap.
But none of these people got punished.
That's true.
So why would they change?
Oh, yeah. The police chief came out after the video I watched, and he was like... I don't think anybody did anything wrong here.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's so.
Like,
why would they change?
Fucking
why
kidding
would they
me?
Change their behavior?
I get you guys risk your fucking lives, but when you're surrounded by four of you against one dude,
yeah,
what's he gonna do?
Nothing.
Yeah, one of you is gonna be quick enough
paid,
to fucking punch
paid
that dude.
Administrative leave.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. No. Yeah. One of them is, or three of them are. One of them is just on. Relief, or he's suspended or something.
Yeah,
but
it's fun, man. It's fun.
Just crazy.
It's
just
America.
Blows my fucking mind.
What you gonna do, dude? You can't do nothing.
I just gotta stand goal achievement without
standing. Good job, dude.
Standing.
Good job on just expressing so much rage that you've stood up.
Right? Dude. I watched that dumb Apple conference when you streamed
it. Yeah,
it
was horrible.
And they were like, oh, the rings are so accurate. I'm like, no, they aren't. It just gave me a stangle for lifting my arm over this chair.
Like Chris is a first grade teacher. She's on her feet 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
She'll get home and not have met her stand goal.
Yeah, that's dumb as fuck.
How does that work?
It's 1,000% not accurate at all.
And it's not like once a week. It's every time.
Right.
It's every day.
Also, I saw something. It said that the $17,000 gold Apple Watch 1 is now...
Yeah, it's obsolete.
Yep.
Yeah, the software won't work on it.
Yeah, no fucking shit.
Yeah, maybe one of those people who bought that watch...
No fucking shit.
...can buy me a copy of Destiny 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
They could afford $80.
I think they could. Yeah, they would be fine.
They could throw that down a drain and be like, well, okay.
Yeah, wipe their butt with it, man.
Yep.
Isn't that the idea? So, all right, I'm going to catch up on chat here.
Okay.
It's Danube says, try to guess my riddle, and it is a orc head, the Franker Z dog, a Dorito, and an energy drink.
played Plants vs. Zombies.
I don't think that's it, man.
You sure?
Pretty sure. If it is, he's banned.
It's a Shrek dog chip drink.
I don't know what that is. We can't guess it. We're stupid. We don't know. Also, I don't know. Oh, Ren, thanks for the host, my man.
Yeah.
5 viewers. Welcome all of Ren's people who have already left. We appreciate you stopping by. All right? Thanks for sticking around. Ren says, I beat QWOP today.
Quest. Wind.
Quit walking on people.
Quest Winds of Papyrus, man.
You couldn't even get to the letter.
Papyrus.
Papyrus?
Yeah.
Quit working on Papyrus. Quality workshops of penis. I was trying to desperately think of any P word that wasn't P. I couldn't do it.
Oh, that's actually what it's called.
It's a Bennett Foddy game, like getting over it. You only use the quap keys. QWOP. Oh, like to go left and right.
It sounds terrible.
I'll add it to the Colby Plays Games list.
And no.
That's how we'll
please
do
don't. I want to play that one game and I want to be your dad. Wait, no, I want to be the kid and you have to control me.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Like, I'm try it.
I think you have to have 2 screens, so.
Damn it.
Yeah, like, I don't know how we do that.
Is it a computer?
Well, it is on computer.
I bring my laptop.
Well, yeah, but how are we going to put it up on the screen? If we had another capture card, we could do it.
Oh, so we need another capture card, do we?
Well, we do for that nice camera.
$100. Would that work?
$120.
Would that work?
It would, yeah.
It would?
Yeah, it would. It would work because we reroute we don't use our Elgatos to capture sound. And that's really the only difference between the really nice one that I got and the stick is that the stick doesn't capture sound. It only captures. Well, it also doesn't do pass through, but we don't care about pass through either because we'd be playing on the screen. So I guess technically it would capture sound if it's HDMI. Yeah, it would.
Yeah, it does.
It would, yeah. It just didn't do pass through. That's all it does.
What is that?
So, like, when I play it here, it's also up here. Like, mine, like, it goes through the Elgato and then out the Elgato into the screen.
Okay. So mine would just be going out.
Right, but if you're playing on the PC... Like, see, it's a big deal for a console because it doesn't have a built-in screen. But if you're playing on your computer, it already has a built-in screen. You just output it into the Elgato. So
gotcha.
That's how that would work.
Gotcha.
But yeah, guys, probably should end. We didn't get to talk about really anything. I didn't get to talk about why we should be doctors.
Talked about it last time.
Here's how the doctor... I just want to say this real quick.
Uh-huh.
Here's why I said this. Okay, we'll keep it short. Chris had her gallbladder surgery today, so I spent 3 hours in a waiting room watching doctors come in and out.
Right.
I saw no less than 3 doctors, all probably in their younger 30s, like my age to your age.
Yeah.
Okay? All come in fully scrubbed up, you know, just looking sexy as hell, you know?
Yep.
Walk up to the receptionist, flirt for 10 minutes with the receptionist. Go into the back, flirt for 10 minutes with the nurses, disappear for 20 minutes, come back, flirt with the nurses for 10 minutes, flirt with the receptionist for 10 minutes, and then roll out at 10:30 a.m. on a Thursday.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's...
And all the while, they probably have 20 people at their clinic waiting to get consults.
Oh, they pop in for like 5 minutes, and then they're done.
And they make $80,000 that day.
Yep.
We should have been doctors, man.
Mm-hmm.
You just get to flirt with women all day long. You make a buku dollars.
Yep.
And everyone respects you because you're a doctor.
It takes like 6 years of school, though.
And no one can read what you write.
No. I mean, you also have to type papers.
No, that's what nurses are. Well, yeah, it's like everyone's like, well, they go to school, and school's real hard.
Right. If we can afford life for 6 years straight without having daily jobs, then absolutely we could be doctors.
Right.
But
well,
no,
I don't know if we're smart enough to be doctors.
We would get there if we had all day to focus.
You know, there's probably like there's people who like surgically like put scalpels into people's body on accident.
Yeah.
If they can do it, we can do it. For
1,000%,
sure.
1,000%,
yeah, man. Agreed.
Humans are humans. There's doctors out there that are
idiots.
Dumber than us.
Yeah. Oh, you're 1,000%. Right. You're 100% right, yeah. You're sorry. I'm sorry I doubted. You're correct. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So we should have just been doctors, man. That's all I'm saying. Their lives are infinitely better than everybody who's watching this in chat and ours. I would love to be friends with a doctor just to hear them say what I already know they say to each other. Like, hey, I only worked 15 minutes today, dude. I just know they're doing that, you know?
Yeah.
You know? 10 years, Britt says? Like, who cares?
No.
continue. I would give
it
up.
It depends on
I would
the
give
type
up 25% of my life for school if then I can spend the next 75% of my life driving my Jaguar and flirting with ladies and doing 6 minutes of work every day while going to eat lunch.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If we had 10 years to fucking just do nothing else,
right,
we could do that. But we're focused on...
It's too late now.
Oh,
you can't do it now.
No. We're not going to be 50-year-old doctors.
If there's any people who are left, you have time to go to college, go be a doctor. Even if you're not interested. Because you're going to do a ton of work. It's going to be horrible in school. When you're done, you don't do anything the rest of your life except look sexy, drive nice cars, flirt with hot nurses, and then...
occasionally kill people.
Yeah, and then you probably get a bonus or something. You get to go to court. You know, court's cool. Get to hang out there. Flirt with the hot paralegals.
Yeah.
And nurses are hotter than the average woman, by the way. Something about Scrubs does it for me, man. Do you like Scrubs?
Nah.
I do. I like Scrubs, dude.
I watched Death Wish.
Okay.
With Bruce Willis.
Didn't see it, but yeah.
He's a doctor in that.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever think you'd see Bruce Willis as a doctor?
No, but after what you said about people being dumb, I buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is actually surprisingly... It was pretty good.
I've heard it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Anyway, we got to stop the show because Colby's got to play Mario Maker. So.
No, we can keep going.
I know you want to.
We could keep going.
But we can't because we got
to
do.
It doesn't have to be 2 hours Colby plays games. It could just be one.
No, I think we need to do two. I got to save some content for Sunday, man. That's the day you're dead.
I'm not dead.
On Sundays.
I'll be dead this Sunday.
Yeah, every Sunday you're dead. That's a 2 hour show. That's why I gotta do the heavy lifting.
Well, that's because it's 2 fucking hours, man. I can handle an hour. 2?
You literally just said this show should be 2 hours.
Well, that's because I'm feeling it right now. Let's keep rolling.
Need to feel it on Colby Plays. I haven't drank a lick of this, by the way.
Saving it for Colby Plays Games.
Colby bought. A single night's worth of Fireball for me to enjoy. So I guess we'll enjoy that during Mario. So here's the deal, guys. If you're watching us for the first time, hello, thank you,
yes,
welcome. Hit the follow button. It's totally
please
free.
Please follow.
Here's the thing. Every Thursday night, we do Colby Plays Games. What do you guys normally stream? Sorry, it's already been asked. English is not my first language. No worries, dude. We stream Thursdays. We stream Thursday nights, 7 p.m. Central. If you're in Europe... I have these times now, man, because I put it on my schedule. Hold on. Here we go. Look at this, man.
Oh, I saw this terrible artwork.
Are you kidding me? I worked so hard on this. I hate everything about you. I hope you die.
I'm kidding.
Okay, Thursdays.
Thursdays,
8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. CEST.
What is that?
Don't ask me. I just know
Central
it's Europe.
Central Eastern Standard Time?
I would assume it's Central Europe. Central European Standard.
Sure.
It's where Berlin is.
Mm.
Okay, people in Europe can just figure it out.
Gotcha.
It's 7 hours ahead of Eastern Time, or 5 hours ahead of Eastern Time. 7 hours ahead of us. London is 6 hours ahead of us. Berlin 7. Just trust me on this.
Okay.
1 a.m. on Thursdays is when our show is in England or in Europe. 2 a.m. Colby Plays Games, and then on Sundays, it's 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. CEST. All right? We do two shows a week.
Yeah.
2 hours on Sundays. We do a 1 hour show on Thursdays, followed by 2 hours of Colby Plays Games, which people vote on in the Discord. If you're not joined the Discord, hit exclamation point Discord. But, yeah, man. If you don't watch it live, you can always check it out on demand. YouTube.com/Seth and Colby. So, oh my God.
Wait, what? I'm not normally home at this time, but I'm home with my kid. It's sick, but I don't want to make chat sad with sick kitty. So here is my kitty, not sick. He is so cute. And it's the hog. Who's this fucking guy, man?
You got us with the hog, man.
Who's this guy? How'd he know? He can't know.
He knows the hog. I've seen him in chat before.
Have you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But he's new to our stream.
Well, I mean, I think that's part of the...
It's a git?
The ruse, yeah.
Who is he?
I don't know,
he's
man.
Somebody, man. You sure it's not keeping it 100 glued as I see things,
I'm
man?
I'm positive, man.
Because that's his shit right there.
Other people spam us the hog.
Who?
I will give it to you. The dude guy does give us the hog more often.
Yeah.
Giving us the hog is maybe he got paid. Look, because there's Kiva 100, my dude, right there in the stream chat. Right there. Telling you. He got us.
Dude, he did.
He got us with the hog, man.
I'm impressed.
But he also got us promote the show, so that happened. I probably should play the music so we can actually stinking end the show. If I don't,
stinking
if I don't ever play the music, we'll never actually go away.
In
so here's
the
deal.
Show.
Everyone watching us live on Twitch right now, don't go anywhere. Hi, Icy. How you doing? Colby Show and Nip. Barely enough. That's close enough. Anyway, guys, here we go. Here's the thing. Don't leave if you're watching on Twitch, okay? Don't do it. We're going to come back in about 5 minutes with Colby playing Super Mario Maker 100 Mario Challenge Expert Difficulty. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, whatever that means.
And then we'll be back Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time, 1 a.m. Central Europe Standard Timey Time.
That was 9 p.m.
Whatever. For the show, then that's 2 hours long. All right? So everyone who's watching live on Twitch right now, don't leave. Here's a few things that you need to know. One, if you're watching on iTunes or you watch on the YouTube, thank you. Hit the thumbs up. Leave a review. Do those types of things. Come over to the Twitch.tv and hit follow even if you don't. If you have Amazon Prime and you listen to the show, go to Twitch, connect it to your Amazon Prime, and sub to us for free. It helps us. If you're watching the stream right now, click the little thing, and if you have Amazon Prime, see if you got a free sub and give it to us. We'd appreciate it.
It'd be sweet.
Very much so.
It'd be
follow
sweet.
Us on all the social medias, whichever one you prefer, the Twitter, the Facebook, the Instagram. We have a Reddit. Join the Discord. All those things. Do them.
There's a lot of things.
And we appreciate it, guys. You can also mail us hilarious things, like used underwear addressed to Colby, to the P.O. Box. P.O. Box 75648. Wichita, Kansas, 67275,
bam.
United States of America. Go do those things, too. We want those things. For those of you watching live on Twitch, stick around. For those of you who watch On Demand elsewhere, we'll be back. Colby Plays Games on the YouTube, and then Sunday, live episode on twitch.tv/SethandColby. Everyone else, don't leave. Don't leave! We'll be back in about 5 minutes.
Be right back.
Be right back. Guys, thank you so much for watching tonight.
Thank you.
We'll be back shortly. Goodbye, everybody. Bye-bye.